Good morning. It is 10:08 here on the Mighty 690. Time for our update on all things Independence. Lisa Wilson joins us in studio. Good morning, Lisa. How's it going?
I'm doing well. I just got back from vacation.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where'd you head out to?
We went to Florida.
Florida. What part of Florida?
On the coast. So along the Gulf, we were at Rosemary Beach.
And there weren't any hurricanes or anything like that?
Not one. Wow. It was beautiful. No rain, lots of sunshine, and time with my family.
Did you go looking for shells?
We did, and crabs.
Oh.
Yes, we were on a hunt for crabs. We found crabs on the beach, or actually in the ocean, and lots of shells. And my girls turned 32.
Wow.
So we celebrated their birthday and had my whole family together with all my grandkids.
I like it when the tide goes out and everything's wiggling around in the little tide pools.
I know. It was beautiful. We tried to take family pictures, and during the day when the sun is, you know, too intense to take pictures, so you wait to the golden hour, mm-hmm. and then when the golden hour hits, the wind down at the shoreline picks up and your hair's
blowing
going
everywhere.
Crazy. Yeah. So I don't know if they'll turn out, but we had a great time.
Good.
So yeah. And your question of the day.
Yeah. The national parks. Have you been to any of the national parks?
So, Hot Springs, Arkansas.
Wow, yeah.
Excuse me.
Pretty
is the only
closest one.
Is the only one that I think that's the only one that I've ever been to. And I took the girls one summer and we vacationed there. And it was interesting, if you've not ever been there, when you're in like the heart of the downtown area, on one side of the street is the national park, and on the other side of the street is not. And so we stayed in a boutique hotel, and we walked right out our back door and into the national park. So it was really, really fun. So
that's great.
Yeah, have you been?
I have not. I've heard great things about it. So I've heard it's a really neat place.
What national parks have you been to?
Mostly the ones out west, like Grand Canyon and
I've been
Petrified
to the Grand
Forest.
Canyon too.
So yeah,
forgot about that one. Yeah,
you've been.
I've been to two
more places than you thought. But yeah, I've been to everything in Arizona: Saguaro, Petrified Forest, Grand Canyon, and then White Sands in New Mexico, Carlsbad Cavern. So I've done pretty much most of New Mexico and Arizona.
How many are there?
Oh, there's a ton. I don't know. There's like 50 or so, maybe. I'm not exactly sure of the number, but Great Sand Dunes in Colorado. You got Rocky Mountain, Mesa Verde. That would be neat to go to. I haven't been to Mesa Verde, but that would be neat. But the Gateway Arch, the St. Louis Arch, is technically a national park.
Okay.
So
been there too. Okay.
There you go. You've been
to
more.
Fun.
Than
I've been
thought.
To three. I didn't know that.
Yeah,
yes.
And there might even be more. So.
So my good friends Dean and Jody Hayes, they vacation a lot and to national parks. And in their home, they have beautiful photography of the national parks that they visited. And it's always fun when they just got back from traveling and going to some. So it's always fun to visit with them. So that was a good question.
Yeah.
So and also before I start, I have to admit, I got a speeding ticket yesterday.
Wow.
So,
breaking the law.
So, yeah. So, slow down, especially if you're in Independence in the area of Penn Avenue and Chestnut, right in front of Arby's and Commercial Bank, where it's 20 miles an hour right there, which feels like a creep.
I don't think it should be 20 miles an hour
but
that's just my opinion.
Well, it is, and I broke the law, and I got a ticket,
Man.
And the officer was super nice. And I was guilty, and I took my punishment. So, darn it. So, yeah. And school zones. I was not in a school zone.
Yeah.
So, but I say that just to remind everyone, you know, when I went on vacation, school hadn't started. And now I came back, and I'm like, what happened? Because now there's cars, you know, in the parking lots of all the schools. And it feels weird because I totally missed the first of the start of school. So, yes, everybody slow down. Watch for those kids crossing the street that they haven't been there in a few months, and they're now on bicycles riding to school.
Are you going to fight it?
No, I was guilty, James. I was guilty. You know, I don't think I was really going as fast as what he said, but how do I know?
Right.
You know, I really don't, but, you know, he clocked me, he said, and that's what we're going with.
All
so,
right.
Yeah.
Man.
Darn it.
You didn't try to use your prestige to get out of that one.
No, that doesn't work. Yeah. He was nice to me. I was nice to him.
Good.
And I knew when he came back from his car, he didn't have a yellow slip, which is a warning.
Oh, no.
So I knew.
You
I was
know
getting,
the colors.
So that's why I'm saying I was probably due.
Wow.
But I don't do anything that's I can't even remember why I got a. I did get a warning not too long ago.
The
but
fact
anyway,
that you know the colors.
I know, yeah. But I really am a good driver, and I'm a safe driver.
Yep, it happens.
But that area is tricky right there. So
it is.
So slow down. Okay, enough of that. So let's start with all the fun things in Independence. You know, it doesn't feel as hot out there today.
Yeah, it's not bad.
So, and I don't know what the weather looks like for the weekend.
Little teeny bit warmer, but
okay.
You know, it still could be worse.
Well, fall is coming, so consider going out to Little House on the Prairie if you haven't been. And now that maybe there's going to be some cooler temperatures in the near future, it would be more fun to be out there. But Little House on the Prairie is open every day of the week. But they will close down at probably the end of October. So your days are somewhat limited out there. And then not only can you enjoy everything out at the Prairie 7 days a week from 10 to 5, but you can also come in town to the Historical Museum and Art Center at 123 North 8th Street, and they're open Tuesdays through Saturdays, 10 to 4, and on the lower level, there is an 1869 cabin, so that is, you know, within that same time period that the Ingalls were out on the prairie in Independence, but they have a replica log cabin down there, and it's in the Frontier Room along with a lot of other pioneer pieces for the exhibit down there. So you can do that. And then, excuse me, you can head out to Mount Hope Cemetery to the gravesite of Dr. George Tann, who was the pioneer doctor, the black doctor who treated the Ingalls when they had malaria, and very famous. And he is in the Netflix series and showcased a lot in those episodes. And so you can go out there. We've marked that gravesite with a flag from 1869. So there are three things that you can do to kind of get your Little House on the Prairie fix if you're interested. Might remind everyone that at Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo, they have transitioned into their fall schedule. So what that means is the carousel, miniature golf, and the train are now open on Saturdays and Sundays from 1 to 5. So they've reduced their schedule, and those hours will continue through October, and then they will close down for the season.
Do they have any foxes over there in the zoo? Do you know
foxes?
Yeah, like
yes,
little,
there's a,
yeah,
like
the regular foxes.
Yeah, there's one in captivity.
Yeah, yes. At the zoo.
Okay, yeah,
there was one on my block this morning.
Oh,
I was
okay,
letting
okay.
the dog out, and it ran across the road, and okay. like I was surprised you didn't see it. But.
Yeah, no, I thought you meant are they just running around?
Running around.
There are peacocks that just run around,
okay.
but yeah,
that's
the fox is in a cage. But yes, yes, they have one. They do, and also watch the Riverside Park and Ralph Mitchell Zoo Facebook page, because they're going to be announcing something that will be happening on September 19th. I am not going to let the cat out of the bag, but watch their Facebook page, and we will be sharing it as well, and it'll be something fun on September the 19th. They have a petting zoo that you may or may not know that they've been offering for some months now, and it's always on the first Saturday of the month through October from 1 to 2 in the afternoon, and it's over by the pet goats and the donkey exhibit, and they get the goats out and the donkeys out, and you can pet them and meet them and take pictures and feed them and such. So the next one will be September the 5th. So put that on your calendar because, again, they'll be wrapping up the petting zoo in October. So you just have a couple more times to take that in. And I have not gone yet, and I need to take Parker and Grady out to the park for the petting zoo. So I want to put that on my calendar so I don't let the days get away from me. The Canocla 100-mile highway sale is going to be happening September 10th, 11th, and 12th. And Independence has their free permits available right now at the Chamber of Commerce. And we will have those permits available through Friday. And that's, we're open 8:30 to 5. Typically, we close at lunch, but during this time period, we stagger our lunches so that you can come by during your lunch when it's convenient and get your free permit. So make sure that you get that done by Friday, because then we will stop and we will take all of those permits that were turned in and we will compile a map that will have all of the addresses on there so that we can send out printed copies into the community as well as a digital format for everyone to be able to shop that. So yeah. Coffeeville will have one as well. Mm-hmm. And so they are always on the map. So
we've got the cards over there as well for you to if you want to call your sale into open line, it tells you how to do it if you've never done it before.
Yes, we appreciate those cards.
Yeah.
So we've been passing those out to everyone when they fill out their permit so that they can get some more publicity and information out there about their sale.
Every little bit helps get the word out on those sales.
That's right. The Cancer Support Group always meets on the last Tuesday of each month, so that would be tonight. And I messaged Val Davis just a little bit ago and asked her who is speaking, and she will be the speaker for this evening. And then she wanted me to let everyone know that this one and then the one in September will be the last two. And then they'll take a break for October, November, and December because, as I said, it's always the last Tuesday of the month. And you know that the last Tuesday will fall during Niwala, and it will also fall during the Thanksgiving holiday and Christmas. And so, again, October, November, and December, the Cancer Support Group will not meet, and then they will resume back in January. And Buddy Ball. So, I really should have some in-studio guests come and talk about Buddy Ball sometime because that was so fun. We will be having our Buddy Ball basketball finale tomorrow in the Oaks Family Fieldhouse on the campus of Independence Community College from 6 to 7. And if you're not familiar with Buddy Ball, it's when we match for this purpose, we're matching Independence Community College men pirate basketball players with special needs individuals in our community. And they get together and they've just been doing all kinds of basketball drills and having a great time. The Pirates have 21 basketball players and we have about 13 or 14 buddy ball players. And so it's been a great night. We've had snacks afterwards and they're having a great time. And tomorrow night, a couple things are going to happen. They're going to have a pizza party and they're going to get special t-shirts. So that will be the final buddy basketball. And then we'll transition into buddy softball. And that's under the direction of Coach Samantha Allen for the women's softball team. And they've been doing buddy softball for years. And so that will be starting September the 14th. And that will be out at the sports complex. So put that on your calendar if you're looking for something fun to do and uplifting. And it's just such a good time. The buddy softball will be at 6:30 starting on the 14th. And tomorrow evening, the buddy basketball is at 6 o'clock. And we've had a really good turnout for spectators. And some of the parents of the buddy ball players have just expressed how much they appreciate the community's support of buddy basketball. So everyone is a part of the community, and it's important that everyone feels included and seen. And buddy ball is a part of that. We have Bulldog Buds Lunch and Learn, and that's going to be tomorrow from 11:30 to 12:30 at Big Cheese Pizza. And you're probably thinking, what in the world is Bulldog Buds? It is the former Teammates program. And if you don't know what Teammates was, it was the in-school mentoring program. And now they've transitioned into Bulldog Buds. It's for kids 3rd grade through 12th grade. And those kids are matched with community members. And your commitment is 30 minutes a week. And I have a mentee, and she is amazing. I've had her since she was in the third grade. Now she's in the seventh grade, and it's the best part of my week, best 30 minutes of my week. And we just meet at the middle school. We eat school lunch together. We talk and maybe play, I don't know, a game of Uno or something. And then I head back to work and she heads back to class. And that's what the program is all about, is just spending some quality time with a student. You know, lots of kids have people in their lives. They have grandparents and they have parents. And I'm a firm believer it takes a village. So the more people you have in your village, I think the stronger our youth are. And it's for all youth. It's not for any particular segment of the student body. So the kids kind of get to select themselves if they want to participate, as well as the counselors will also suggest students that could really benefit from a teammate or a bulldog bud, because, you know, like I said, it takes a village, but there are kids and children who maybe don't have a lot of people in their camp, and maybe their grandparents don't live close by. Maybe they're being raised by a single parent. And so having those extra people in their lives makes a difference. And that's one way that we can strengthen the youth of our community, is by giving back. So having said that, tomorrow, August the 26th, from 11:30 to 12:30, is an opportunity for you to come and have pizza and learn about the program. And if you can't make that, you can always call the high school or the middle school and get in contact with the representatives of the program, and they will answer questions and get you signed up for that if you're interested. Chamber has a ribbon cutting this Friday. We're celebrating Tucker Killian's purchase of Indy Fitness out at 2801 West Main Street, and that's going to be at 5:15. So everybody's going to leave work at 5 and head on over to celebrate Indy Fitness at 5:15. And then I believe you can follow their Facebook page. I think they're having some more activities even on Saturday to continue that celebration. Glow Golf will be Friday the 28th, so that's coming up this week from 9 to just about 11:45. The cost to play is $5, and just remember that September is the last Glow Golf, I believe, because of Niwala. So again, our days are numbered on Glow Golf. The Independence Farmers and Makers Market's doing really well. I heard from Matt Kittrell, who is really supports the market on Saturdays, that our Facebook page hit 3,000 followers. So we have a Facebook page that we post on Thursdays and Fridays, and then Matt jumps on over the weekend and does some posting. And so all of the efforts together have really created some good following. So that's positive, and we just encourage everyone to come out to the market from 7:30 to 11, and they will continue to be out there until about mid-October. So just follow the page, and Elena will post when that specific Saturday has been decided, but the farmers and the makers have all said probably mid-October. They're still good to go. The Altex Gun and Knife Show is going to be at the Civic Center at 410 North Penn Avenue on Saturday, August the 29th from 9 to 5, and then on Sunday from 9 to 3. And if you are a gun or knife enthusiast, be sure and check that out. And then we have some a retirement celebration for Kirk and Debbie Wright. And that's going to be a State Farm Insurance celebration of their retirement on Tuesday, August the 31st, from 1 to 4 out at their office, 1701 West Main. Kirk and Debbie have been strong supporters of the Chamber of Commerce for years, and have operated a very reputable insurance company. And we're excited to celebrate their retirement with them and thank them for their service in the insurance industry throughout the years. And then they're also turning the reins over to a new agent, Garrett Webster. And so they will be doing kind of a introduction of Garrett at their retirement. So they're passing the baton off to Garrett. And then Garrett will be a new chamber member and will be doing some celebrating and ribbon cuttings for him as he moves into his new office in downtown Independence. So I'll share more information about that. But right now, we're just going to celebrate Kirk and Debbie Tuesday the 31st from 1 to 4 out at their office. Might remind everyone, the Red Cross Blood Drive is going to be on the campus of Independence Community College on September the 1st, and that's from 10 to 4, and you go to redcrossblood.org to get signed up. Also talking about the college, we'll be out there on September the 2nd to do a ribbon cutting, and we're going to be celebrating Spark Wheel and Independence Community College and their new partnership. And Spark Wheel is actually going to be one of the topics that we're going to discuss at our next First Friday. So we're excited to celebrate the partnership with Spark Wheel. Spark Wheel is an organization that works to remove barriers to education and for students, for all students, for students that are, you know, in the middle school and the high school all the way up to college. So it's common for kids to have things that get in the way of their academic success, and Spark Wheel is one of those programs that helps remove those. So speaking of First Friday, we will have the college is going to be our sponsor at the next First Friday, Friday, September the 4th. And we'll be having, as I said, speakers from Spark Wheel, Michael Rose, who is the representative for the middle school. Wendy McDaniel is the representative from the high school. And Cindy Smith is the new representative out at the college. So the three of them will be sharing 15 minutes, so they get 5 minutes apiece to talk about Spark Wheel. And then Chris Stemmler is going to be traveling in from Topeka. He's the investor who has purchased 7 downtown buildings and is working to do upper story housing and lower story commercial space, as well as doing some 3D printed homes. So he's going to be speaking about that as well at First Friday, so that should be interesting. Lacey King, who is the incoming president for the Optimist Club, will be talking about the Optimist Club, all the things that they do to improve the lives of the youth of our community, as well as talking about the upcoming pancake breakfast that we have that is a fundraiser for the Optimist Club. And then the new president of Independence Community College, James Arnold, is going to be speaking. So we're super excited to hear from him. I'll do a little save the date for the Masonic Lodge Breakfast Fundraiser on Saturday, September the 12th from 7 to 11. Put that down. Tractor Supplies. Tractor Supply is hosting Harvest Fest on Saturday, September the 12th from 10 to 2. So put that on your list of things to do. And Pirate Football will kick off, no pun intended, on Saturday, September the 12th, because we're going to take on Coffeyville. So that's a 5 o'clock in the late afternoon game at Schulte Stadium. So that'll be a fun one. I might remind everyone that admission is free to all Independence residents. So you can go to all football games, basketball games, music, theater, everything this year. So excited. Great. About that. And then the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center will be hosting an evening with Bill Curtis at the Booth Hotel on Saturday the 12th. Cocktails will start at 6:30 and dinner will start around 7, and then we'll have a program given by Bill Curtis, and he just recently released his new book, Whirlwind, and it's My Life Reporting the News, and he'll be signing books as well. So check out the Facebook page and the website for the museum. And reservations are due by Friday, September the 4th. And tickets are $50 a piece. And that, again, includes dinner and the evening with Bill Curtis. So it's exciting to have him back in town.
Fantastic.
We are having a business after hours on September the 15th. So we'll do a little save the date for that. It's going to be at Woods Lumber Ace Hardware, and it's being co-hosted by Woods Lumber along with the Independence Community Chest, and they will be doing their kickoff for their fundraising season. So put that on your calendar. And Woods Lumber Ace Hardware is located at 915 North Penn Avenue, and it's at 5 o'clock in the evening on September the 15th. I was talking to Marcy Roberts. She is with Live Healthy Montgomery County, and I know she would want me to let everyone know that there is an opioid awareness town hall Tuesday, the September the 15th from 6 to 8, and the Cherryvale Community Center located at 712 South Liberty Street. And there will be keynote speakers, panel discussion, resource tables, and refreshments. And I went to this opioid awareness town hall when it was in Independence, and it was very well attended. The information was very informative and eye-opening. So I encourage everyone, if you have the time, to attend that in Cherryvale on Tuesday, September the 15th.
Are you going to make it? Are you going to try to make it there? I'll be at the MCs.
So. Oh, are you? Yeah, I didn't know that. Me, so, yeah. Well, I will put it on my calendar and try to be there, but I really enjoyed the one that was
It was very well done.
In so, Independence.
Very important message.
Melissa Johnson from MAC would want me to tell everyone that the Taste of Montgomery County fundraiser is Thursday, September the 17th from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Cherryvale Lakeside Cedar Lodge. And so go to the website for Montgomery County Action Council, check out their Facebook page or give them a call and get your tickets. I went last year. It was a super fun event. Lots of great food from around the county, and it's a fundraiser to help them continue to do their good works regarding economic development. So football for the high school will start on Friday, September the 18th, and they're playing Fort Scott, and that game is at 7 in the evening. And then, as I mentioned, the Optimist Club Pancake Breakfast is Saturday, September 19th, and it's going to be at the Wesley Center, and it's from 8 to 11, and we're going to have Chris Cakes there again, flipping pancakes, so make sure you get your ticket. You can buy one at the door. You can get one from me at the chamber office and be a part of helping us raise some money to do good works in the community to help the kids. So I'll wrap it up by saying the Pirate Harvest Festival is Sunday, September the 20th on the campus of Independence Community College. It's a free event, so make sure you follow their page. And there's a health fair on September the 25th. That's a Friday morning from 7 to 11:30 at the Civic Center. So make sure that you are putting that on your calendar and fasting if you need to get those blood draws done. And blood draws are $25. Lots of other health screenings are available. And I think with that, I'll wrap it up because we're getting right into the latter part of September, and I got plenty of time to talk about that.
All right. Well, Lisa, we appreciate it, and always a good time for an update here when we have you.
Yeah, absolutely. Always go to our Facebook page at Get Independence, visit Independence KS, and we also have an Instagram page, a TikTok page, and our website is indkschamber.org. You can always give us a call at 331-1890. And if you want us to plug something that's going on in the community, we're happy to try to do so.
All right. Very good. Well, we appreciate it, Lisa, and we'll look forward to catching up again next week.
Thank you.
That is Lisa Wilson with the Independence Chamber of Commerce. If you're on hold for Up and Line, stay on the phone. We'll get to you here in just a moment here on KGGF.